Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
42.
Could you imagine if it was Donald Trump? Anyway, great to be back. 155 days since Joe said he would never abandon Americans. He did in Afghanistan. Nobody ever talks about it. We're not going to forget them. They're our fellow Americans. They're military family members. They're green card holders, thousands of them, and our Afghan allies that are getting killed and women have lost their rights in the Islamic Emirates of Afghanistan. Great to be back, I think. Probably like most of you, there's probably all of us on some level have dealt with COVID over the last 2 weeks. It kind of dominated a pretty big part of my time off, took away my reflection from God time, which I desperately need during the long holiday, but it's my pleasure. Linda, how many people got in contact with us? What's that thing Hannity said, talks about again? The last thing I said, Linda, before I left, what did I say? Remember these words, monoclonal antibodies.
Absolutely. It was definitely the last thing you said.
It was. And now,
it was weird, too, because I thought you were going to say Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you
were
think
like everyone.
Leading into
monoclonal
the
holiday, antibodies.
Right?
I was like, all right.
You would think so. And there's, I mean, people close to me. I know so many people that got Omicron. Now, Joe was on vacation. What do we experience? How is it even possible that we did not have anywhere near the number of tests available? Now, I'd go to the drugstore, I'd pick up an Abbott test, and I just, you know, I'll just throw it aside. If somebody I know, you know, thought they might have it, I'd give it to them. And, you know, I was always had to test myself, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, they're not available. And then if you wanted, for example, in New York, where the actual estimates, the 20% of the population in New York City actually got Omicron. It's mind numbing. And then, okay, I told you, well, monoclonal antibodies. In the beginning, they were saying that Regeneron and Eli Lilly's monoclonal antibodies were not as effective against Omicron. I got mixed reviews on that. And then we find out that GlaxoSmithKline, that they had their own monoclonal antibodies that they, according to reports, did better than the other ones. Although I know people that got infusions of Regeneron that say that swear it helped them a lot. Anyway, it's put out by GlaxoSmithKline. It's called, I'm sure I'll blow this pronunciation, Sotrovimab. And anyway, the federal government, as of November, started purchasing, November 17th, all of their supply. Now, Governor Kristi Noem and Abbott and DeSantis, they all want, why can't we buy it? And now it's being rationed. The one time that Joe Biden mentioned monoclonal antibodies was during his vaccine mandate speech, of course, after he'd said that he's not going to have a vaccine mandate. And now Biden is even, he actually said, I wish I'd thought about ordering 500 million at-home tests 2 months ago. Oh, we didn't see this coming, he said. What do you mean you didn't see it coming? We just went through the Delta surge. We knew that there would be another variant that would break through. Here's what I learned. And I'm speaking anecdotally. I know people fully vaccinated that got Omicron. And I know people fully vaccinated and boosted that got Omicron. I know people fully vaccinated that had a booster that had a previous infection that also got Omicron. So nothing was working. And in the beginning, nobody knows in the beginning how bad this is going to be. All I know is we started talking about Omicron in like early December. Nobody knew how lethal it would be. Turns out we now know, although Fauci's still not convinced, that it is way more contagious. I have one doctor tell me It is about as close to airborne. He didn't say it was airborne, but it's about as close to airborne as it can be, meaning it was that contagious, but it was far less lethal, it turns out, for most people. But again, if you have pre-existing conditions, comorbidities, compromised immune systems, you're in a bit of a bind there. Now, all throughout the election, Joe Biden said over and over and over again, the first presidential debate, he said it in October of 2020, October 23rd, 2020, the 24th, 2020, the 27th, 2020, October 29th, October 30th, 2020. He said it on Twitter. He said it numerous times on Twitter. He said that I am going to shut down the virus. Now, Joe Biden, while I was on vacation, said, look, there is no federal solution. That gets solved at the state level. Well, if it's going to get solved at the state level, let the states, because you started rationing monoclonal antibodies, Regeneron, et cetera, once you've discovered them, you know, only, what, 2 months ago. It's the only one time he's mentioned them. And, you know, the one size fits all medicine isn't working. This is a national disgrace. Running out of tests at this late stage of the pandemic is inexcusable. You know, running out of the one therapeutic that everybody agreed on. This wasn't ivermectin. This wasn't HCQ, even though there are studies that showed taken early, it mitigated symptoms, HCQ that was. Let's not read the science on this. But the one that everybody agreed on were monoclonal antibodies. And anecdotally, when people would ask me in my life that I knew, I'd say the same thing that I told all of you, which is, okay, you got to first take it seriously. I've seen the worst of it. You know my speech. I'd say you got to look at your own underlying health conditions, your medical history, your current medical condition. You've got to do your own research. And I'm not talking about putting on a white lab coat and open up a virology lab. And then you need to talk to your doctor, to your doctors, and make your decision. I think the debate over vaccinations are over. I think at this point now, if you had the vaccine, you're fully vaccinated, you even had the booster, and you even had previous infections, and Omicron got through, that means the only thing we need to really be focused on, if we're going to do science here, would be therapeutics. And I'm telling people that I love. Now, I don't know. I talked to Dr. Oz. I've talked to other medical doctors that I know. And all of them speak very highly of the antivirals put out, I think, by Pfizer. I know Pfizer, and I think the other one's Merck. And they're very effective, but the availability is almost non-existent in some areas. Just like, you know, why didn't Joe Biden Operation Warp Speed testing kits so every American can get a test whenever they want one? That would have helped over the holidays. Why didn't he Warp Speed monoclonal antibodies? He's only mentioned them once. You know, why isn't he Warp Speeding these antiviral medicines that are FDA now approved? I don't know anything about them, but the doctors I've talked to, they seem positive about it, but ask your own doctor. You know, and then over vacation, then I hear these words, there's no federal solution. This is from the guy that kept saying, I'm going to shut down this virus. Listen.
The administration's failure on testing is colossal. Huh. And it's a failure of planning, leadership, and execution. We will deal honestly with the American people. And we'll never, ever, ever quit. That's how we'll shut down this virus.
Look, there is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level.
I'm going to shut down the virus. I'm not going to shut down the economy. I'm going to shut down the virus.
Look, there is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level.
We need to scale up testing so anyone who needs one can get a test. After 10 months of the pandemic, we still don't have enough testing. It's a travesty.
Look, there is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level.
Some state officials are passing laws or signing orders that forbid people from doing the right thing. But if you aren't going to help, at least get out of the way.
Look, there is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level.
I'm never going to raise the white flag and surrender. We're going to beat this virus, and we're going to get it under control, I promise you.
Look, there is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level.
And so, folks, I will take care of this. I will end this. I will make sure we have a plan.
Look, there is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level.
And now we're seeing deaths from Delta come down. We'll fight the, you know, and look, we're going to fight and beat this new variant as well.
Look, there is no federal solution. This gets solved at a state level.
I'm going to shut down the virus. By the way, did you notice, maybe this is somewhat nuanced, but it's very noticeable to me. There's no federal solution. This gets out of the state level. You notice even in the last year, because he made these comments in October, November 2020 about I'm going to shut down the virus, I hear a decline in his voice. Now, I know it's something to pay attention to, because I think this guy, when he didn't know, when he was on a call with a guy that says, let's go, Brandon, I agree, and he said that, I'm like, how do you not know what let's go, Brandon means? Just like when he said, well, if you people, that's not true. Why, you people need to stop asking that question about paying illegal immigrants $450,000 for family separation. And then it turns out it was true. And then I don't know what's worse, the fact that he didn't know about it or the fact that then he adopted it and passionately advocated for it afterwards. But, the, you know, I'm going to shut the, no, there's no federal solution. Oh, okay, that helps a lot. You know, that, I've got remarks from Joe Biden in July of 2021, July 21st, CNN fake news, presidential town hall. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
We're not in a position where we think that any virus, including the Delta virus, which is much more transmissible and more deadly in terms of unvaccinated people, the various shots that people are getting now cover that. You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Wrong. You know, and he said it not once. He said it numerous times. CNBC, October 7th, 2021. If you seek care at a healthcare facility, you should have the certainty that the people providing that care are protected from COVID and cannot spread it to you. Wrong. Anthony Fauci. Well, vaccines prevent getting infected, prevent getting sick, prevent hospitalization, et cetera, et cetera. It doesn't prevent getting infected. You know, and it's all same comments from the fake news media. You know, you got the conspiracy theorist of all time, Rachel Maddow, out there saying, you know, that now we know that vaccines work well enough that the virus stops with every vaccinated person. Wrong. A vaccinated person exposed to the virus does not infect them. Wrong. The CDC director, wrong. They're all wrong. You know, this is no time for Trump's hysterical xenophobia fear-mongering to lead the way instead of science. Oh, then he institutes his own travel ban? Really? Oh. Tells us we should take, I'm not taking that vaccine. Boy, things change over time. It's pretty amazing. You know, Biden says after 10 months of the pandemic, we still don't have enough testing. He said this in December of 2020. Well, December of 2021, we have more dead Americans than 2020, and we didn't have any tests available over Christmas for anybody, and the therapeutics were not being mass-produced. What part of this does he not get? You could have learned from Trump Operation Warp Speed for testing kits, Operation Warp Speed for monoclonal antibodies, Operation Warp Speed for these antiviral drugs that so many doctors are praising. You know, fully vaccinated people can now ditch their masks, he said. But of course, forget that. You know, oops, another mistake. They've been so wrong so often on so many issues. You know, now they're trying to get kids vaccinated when the numbers are the equivalent, 5 to 11, of the number of kids that have compromised issues and die from the flu virus every year. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN is our number.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with season two of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carlo Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Juni. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 25 now until the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. And, you know, the one thing, it took a while. I just don't know what I don't know. And as I was watching, you know, this contagious outbreak of Omicron, like so many of you, I'm sure, dealt with over the Christmas and New Year's holiday. By the way, buckle up. It's probably going to get a lot worse this week and next week. And we don't have enough tests. We don't have enough therapeutics. You know, I just read the GlaxoSmithKline monoclonal antibody called Sotrovimab. They scooped up 55,000 doses. They're finally going to release it. Why they didn't release it up to this point, nobody can give me a straight answer on. It makes no sense. So they're going to do that. Joe Biden had a 10-page plan on how to, you know, make sure and ensure that we had enough rapid testing for people at home. I know people that would literally wait online for stores to open, hoping that they got a shipment of at-home tests, and you are only allowed to buy one. That was the type of shortage that was available. You know, up until this point, pretty much anybody that got in contact with us, Linda, we would find monoclonal antibodies where they lived. You know, it was Emory University Hospital in Georgia. We had places out in California. We knew places in Texas. We knew places in Florida. New York, I had a very small list of places. But every time I send people there, they were able to get their infusion. And by the way, it's all free of charge, just like the vaccine was free of charge. I don't think we ever failed one time, did we? And we'd usually get it within 24 hours.
Yeah, we never did because we have awesome friends and they work in the medical field and they're willing to actually, you know, follow their Hippocratic oath and help people.
Listen, so we now know it's more contagious. I didn't believe in the beginning that, look, it's not, I don't want to say that it is less lethal than telling us all that, and I believe that part of it. But with that said, I still don't want people that I care about and people I love to get this thing. If more young people are getting this thing. This is what happens when a virus mutates. We'll talk to our medical professional A team coming up later in the program today. And New York, get this. They've adopted now COVID treatment protocols in New York City. And the rules are pretty simple. If you're non-white, you get to go to the front of the line. You get tested first, you get treated first. If you're white, that's too bad. You go to the end of the line and wait your turn. Now, meanwhile, they don't have enough tests in New York anyway. They don't have any therapeutics for the most part in New York anyway. But you go to the end of the line. Now, you know, you would think in this day and age that such things wouldn't happen. You know, you judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin. When it comes to medical care, you would think that medicine, you know, you treat people because they need to be treated on a first come, first serve basis, whatever it happened to be. New York health officials have been using race to help decide how to allocate precious testing resources, according to leaked emails from the agency. The city task force on racial inclusion and equity created by the de Blasio administration. And by the way, apparently Eric Adams is fine with this. And I was told by somebody in Eric Adams' camp that I ran into over the holiday just randomly, oh, no, he's nothing like de Blasio. Well, then why is he taking on these radical positions from the get-go? You know, already you've got people referring to him as de Blasio 2.0. I hope that's not true, because that's going to be a disaster for New York. Anyway, the city's task force on racial inclusion and equity, created by Comrade de Blasio in 2020, identified 31 underserved neighborhoods to receive priority attention from the city. Now, remember, New York has a vaccine mandate requirement, and they had a very particularly low rate among minorities in New York in terms of getting the vaccination. But that meant that minorities disproportionately were being shut out from services in restaurants and any indoor facility. I mean, it's just insane. You know, Staten Island, by the way, happens to be mostly white Americans, middle class, South Shore, and they have one of the highest COVID rates in the city. They had during December. It's not one of the priority neighborhoods. Why you go where the people are sick? That would be basic common sense. Anyway, the borough has 13 testing sites, all the more, you know, and the health department representative claimed the minority communities had, quote, borne the brunt of the pandemic due to structural racism. By the way, that's in New York City. There, you can go anywhere. They even have on street corners, they had testing available up until Omicron. I mean, it's unbelievable. You know, if you look at what they were telling you, you know, Joe Biden said in July of 2021, that's last year, you're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations. And he said it again in October of 2021. He says, we're making sure healthcare workers are vaccinated, because if you seek care at a healthcare facility, you should have the certainty that people providing that care are protected from COVID and cannot spread it to you. Well, I'm sorry, but I now know people fully vaccinated that still got Omicron. People fully vaccinated with booster shots that still got Omicron. People fully vaccinated with boosters and a previous infection, they got it for a second time. So much for the science of Joe Biden, because they were wrong then, they're wrong now. You know, this is the same guy in October of 2020. We're 8 months into the pandemic and Donald Trump still doesn't have a plan to get this virus under control. I do. Well, now the same guy is out there saying that there's no federal solution, because that's what he said all throughout the campaign. I will shut this virus down. I will shut down this virus. I will shut down this virus. What do you see our montage later tonight? I think, you know, it's very, very telling. You know, just like now he's in favor of xenophobic and hysterical and fear-mongering travel bans. You know, he's saying, oh, 220,000 Americans dead. If you hear nothing else I say tonight, hear this. Anyone responsible for that many deaths should not remain as president of the United States. We have more dead in 2021 than 2020. You know, Kamala Harris, November 2nd, the day before the election, 2020. First thing Joe and I will do in the White House is get this virus under control. I guess that didn't work out well for them. Biden, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand a vaccine be mandatory. After 10 months of the pandemic, we still don't have enough testing, he said on December 29th, 2020. That's a travesty. We need to scale up testing so anyone that needs one can get one. Well, if you need a test now, good luck finding one. If you find it, please let me know where. Call and tell me where you got it, because I know people that can't get it. Fully vaccinated people, he said last year, can now ditch their masks. Whoops, so much for that one. I mean, pretty much everything that they said turned out to be wrong. Talk about mixed messaging. You talk about vaccine hesitancy. Well, who created it? Who's been wrong the entire time? I'm not even getting into Fauci and Walensky, because they're worse than everybody. You know, then now Biden is saying, you know, just leading into Christmas, wear your mask when you're indoors in public settings and around other people. I'm told people, you know, fully vaccinated, boosted, wearing masks everywhere they go, still got this thing. You know, seeing how tough it was for some folks to get a test this weekend shows that we have more work to do. He said that December 27th this year. Why did you turn down the plan ahead of time that was given to you by your own health department and your own health officials to buy the testing so that every American can get tested at home? I mean, all of this... it just, you just can't believe it's going to get that bad. And it does. It gets worse. You know, where's the science behind COVID in kids age 5 to 11? There's been 2,574,000 kids in this range that have gotten COVID. Linda, you told me the CDC's updated number on kids 5 to 11 that die from COVID. What's the latest? Last time it was 0.08%. What does it now?
So the overall CDC deaths now for COVID, children and adults, based upon the Delta variant, Omicron, and COVID-19, is 0.005%. That's CDC data.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's the most up-to-date data. We lost that's about correct. 220, if I'm not mistaken. I actually have the number here in front of me somewhere. The number of deaths in that age group, 221 over the course of 2 years now.
Right. Remember, so we have an unproven vaccination for children between the ages of 5 and 12. Now they're saying children over 12 can get it. They want kids under 12 to get it in certain cities and states.
Well, kids 12 to 15, we've had 246 deaths. 5 to 11, 221 deaths. And by the way, a lot of those kids have had other medical conditions as well. Now, if you look at people 85 and older, it's 194,000. If you're 75 to 84, it's 181,000. 65 to 74, nearly 153,000. 50 to 64, 120,000. So, you know, this
one. And how many of them died from the flu?
Yeah, it's about the same percentage, which has been my point, right?
Exactly.
You know, Harry Reid died, and I never speak ill of the dead. I just, you know, I never particularly liked him. I'm not going to sit here and lie. But I felt that I just never had a good thought about him. My prayers for his family. They don't want to lose a loved one. And but I made me think of something. Linda, you may think this is bizarre, and I did some research over the holiday. Now, by law, senators, I kept thinking, senators live a long time. They all live a long time. Why do they live a long time? And I wanted to know, because remember, there was a lot of pressure that they had to get their insurance through Obamacare, right? Unless they had the health care plan of a spouse, right? His or her spouse. Now, senators, now they have access to what's called the Office of the Attending Physician in Congress when they're in Washington, D.C., which, by the way, I'm not necessarily against. That sounds an awful like concierge medicine to me, which I'm not against either. Just like we have Dr. Josh Umber on the program and what's his name? Atlas MD. In Wichita, Kansas. And he's a great guy. And he's been able to duplicate concierge service. $50 a month for an adult, $10 a month per child. And he buys bulk prescriptions and you leave the doctor's office with the medicine that you need. It's amazing. Amazing plan that he's done to lower costs for people and still get concierge care, and you have access to a doctor 24/7. So senators have access to these attending physician in Congress when they're in D.C. I wonder, what's the average age of death, let's say, for the last 20 senators? What do you think it was, Linda?
I have no idea. I don't know, 120. These people live forever.
That's funny. All right, 85 years and 11 months. What's the life expectancy for all Americans, do you know, according to the CDC?
I don't.
78.8 years.
Really?
So they still get their insurance through Obamacare unless they have a spouse that has a plan. But they get the Office of Attending Physician. You know what that's called? Concierge care. That's what Atlas MD is all about. That's what our friend Dr. Josh Umber is all about. All right. I told you about New York City and race. What else do we have news here? Oh, how many did you see? AOC was filmed at a maskless, packed Florida bar, and then attacking the governor, who apparently was with his wife, who was receiving cancer treatment for breast cancer. Unlike Democrats, I actually, even though we disagree, I hope Congresswoman Presley, she tested positive, does okay. You know, one thing that DeSantis said, yeah, I was with my wife getting cancer treatment, but it is interesting that all of these politicians come down here and they go maskless and they like to see how the real world lives. And, you know, all of this, by the way, cloth masks may not protect against Omicron. I don't know if you saw that in the Wall Street Journal. They had that report. The federal government allocated $73 billion for COVID testing. Where are the tests? How did Joe Biden criticize Donald Trump when he was running for office? And now we ran out of tests. You couldn't get one. By the way, do you know anyone that tried to get a test over the holiday, Linda?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And anybody successful? Because I couldn't find one.
No, but they have, it's weird. They have some new ones now that aren't the Abbott ones in the stores, and there's some alternatives.
Everybody I know couldn't find them. Now, some people found them online and bought them that way, and somebody found a link and sent it to me, and I got them, but I'm not getting them for myself. I'm getting them so I can give it out to people if they think they need it. You just, right? I will tell you this. If what happened in South Africa and Great Britain happened here, this should probably peak in the next 4 to 5 weeks. And I predicted this with Delta as well. And by the way, COVID outbreak among fully vaccinated crews ends a New Year's Eve trip in Portugal. Everyone was vaccinated on the boat. Didn't work. The defense secretary, Lloyd Austin, has tested positive. We wish him the best too. But anyway, what was I going to say? I forgot. AOC filmed maskless at a packed bar in Florida. You can't make this up. Unbelievable. Rhode Island went from firing unvaccinated healthcare workers to allowing COVID-positive people to work. This variant that is scary is filling up children's hospitals. Texas has run out of monoclonal antibodies. There's no excuse for that, just like running out of tests. New York's daily COVID positivity rate now is almost 20%. I mean, that you can't make that up either. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN is our number. We'll get back to this in our final hour today. John Solomon has an update on Durham and some other issues. All right, a lot coming up. There might be a fraud election story breaking. We'll check in with John Solomon. We'll update you on John Durham and much more straight ahead.
Democrats have laid out a radical socialist agenda. Instead of following the Republican blueprint that had our economy booming, the Dems are now going to raise taxes and skyrocket an already outrageous national debt. If your retirement is in traditional investments, it's in jeopardy. Americans should be diversifying their investments with gold and precious metals. Gold gives you control over your wealth and protects you from market volatility, inflation, and a weakening dollar. When investing in gold, I turn to Legacy Precious Metals. Legacy Precious Metals offers expert advice, and their experienced team has been helping Americans protect their finances for over 40 years. If you're looking into investing in gold, call the good folks at Legacy Precious Metals today. The number, 1-866-319-4513. That's 1-866-319-4513. Or visit legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.